Good morning, honourable members. I'm welcoming all members into our meeting, and then before we start, we then go as having that procedure of electing an acting chairperson, since the chairperson is still on sick leave. I'll call for the name for the election of the acting chairperson. Honorable Chapa.
I nominate the name of Honorable Bob Mamas to be chairperson of this meeting.
The name of Honorable Mabasa has been raised. Any second? Honorable Begwa, seconding.
Yes, thanks, Secretary. I'm seconding the name of Honorable Mabasa to be the chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Begwa is seconding Honorable the proposal of Honorable Chapa for the name of Honorable Mabasa. Any further nomination? None. Then we'll request Honorable Mabasa to come and act as a chairperson. Thank you.
Now let's thank you first, just before you leave. Welcome to members of the Portfolio Committee, and a particular welcome to Honorable Williams for having come to visit us. You were a good visitor, but we are about to have lunch now. So, because we are about to have lunch, we don't want to share with you. So you may be excused. we may call you after we have eaten, you know. But thank you very much, Honorable Williams. Members, today we don't have new visitors. Actually, we fairly know each other. I will, having declared the meeting open, I will ask the secretary to take us through apologies formally. Secretary Kunene.
Thank you, Chairperson. We do have an apology of Ms. Bengo, the Chairperson, also for Ma'am November. We also have the apology of Mr. Honorable Mngwabe, who got an emergency, then he had to go home. We also received an apology of Mr. Mlausi. And then we also have the apology of Reverend Mishwe. And then we are also having an apology of Honorable Khoza, who is with the basic education oversight visits. So those are the apologies that I have received. Chairperson. Then from the department, there's an apology of Mr. Oliver Mubelane, the PLO for the department, who has rushed to UWC. I've learned that the UWC has shut down, so she has gone to take the child so that he can go back home. So those are the apologies that we have received. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary Kunene. Let us now go into our main item.
Just get this.
Okay. we just made one error having adopted the agenda. There is an item that we should have accommodated. May we oblige and have the secretary to speak to that item of the colloquium, secretary?
Thank you, Chair. Since we know that the committee have been invited by the SPDI for a national colloquium on SNMEs. So we've made an application to the House Chair, but then the House Chair indicated that on Thursday there will be caucuses and there will be a sitting on Thursday, and then Friday is the day of committees. So then he just allowed that it can be the chairperson who can go and attend. So I wanted to make that announcement that he indicated that it can be only the chairperson who can go and attend. Thank you.
Is it just for... Is it because of the status of the sitting, or just because it's a sitting? Did you understand the reason?
What he has written here is that there are party caucuses and NA plenary on the 27th, 2016, and committees on the 28th of October, 2016. So the chairperson only may attend.
Okay, just before I take Honorable Kruger and Honorable Charles, also, he did not speak to the status of the city.
No, normally we don't. I would just take, because we don't interface with the House Chair.
Mm-hmm.
We put an application and then we receive it, respond on the comments.
Okay.
So we do not have an authority of seeking for questioning and giving a directive.
Okay. Let me take Honorable Kruger and then to be followed by Honorable Chan.
Chair, I think the Secretary is out of order. Well, I think so. Is caucus is a party, so you can't talk about party arrangements. Secondly, if my party give me permission not to attend the House meeting on Thursday afternoon, that's also no business of the Secretary. All right? Friday, of the House Chair. Friday, there's no Small Business Development Committee arrangements made yet. So I can't see, as I say, and I want to say it in the strongest words, I think the chairperson is out of order. Thank you.
The House Chair may have erred. Let's take it that way. Honourable Chance?
Yeah, I'd like to concur with my colleague, Honourable Kruger. I think the House Chair has overstepped the mark here completely by essentially issuing instructions to members of the committee. Now, I accept that, you know, if the committee as en masse is not going to go, then, you know, that essentially means that travel arrangements and so on are not approved. But if individually members wish to attend this event at their cost, there's nothing the House Chair can do to stop them. That's the position that Honourable Kruger and I will take, and it's between the two of us to decide whether either or both of us will attend the colloquium. We both received direct invitations from the organisers, and that is our choice. Thank you.
Samson, you want to speak?
Yeah. Now, maybe I might have been misunderstood. The writing is there are party caucuses, not only one caucus. And then, as Honorable Chance is putting it, so the implication is that we, for a member who can go, as is indicated, that is only the chairperson, then that means the committee, from the committee's funds, it can only be used for the chairperson. So now I don't think it means then that if an individual member wants to go on his own, that can stop that. So that we cannot use the...
That's not what the House Chair is saying.
The House Chair is referring to caucuses specifically, over which he has no authority whatsoever. So I would request that the Secretary write back to the House Chair and, as a matter of procedure, correct him as to where his authority starts and ends.
Yes. Now let's note what has been raised by members. And on Friday, what, are we having something on Friday as a portfolio committee?
Our committee, it's not having a meeting, it's just committees, the day of committees.
The Friday?
Yes.
The Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't we say we note the issues raised by Honourable Kruger and Honourable Chance, and that I will also, it's just that I'm also having this for the first time, you know, I will also engage the House Chair. But I concur with the observation made by members that let me then engage with the House Chair, and we shall also accordingly communicate, because this was a written communique. Can we close it that way, Honourable Kruger?
I just want to, for clarity, if you say note our comments, will it be noted in the minutes? Because I want it to be in the minutes what we say today, please.
Yes.
Is that what you say?
Yes.
Is that what you mean by
yes.
Noted?
Yes.
Note will be in the minutes. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Okay. And... On the side of the ANC as well, we will engage with the House Chair and look at it as ANC, particularly with regard to Friday. Am I right, Kapa? Particularly with regard to Friday. Yes, that, I mean, from where I am, I do not appreciate why members should not be able to attend, because the more we understand issues broadly, it is to the value of the portfolio committee. So it is on that basis that I will engage, and then we shall keep communicating amongst ourselves. And as for what has been expressed by DA members, it has been noted exactly the way they have been speaking. So can we close the matter that way and say on the side of particularly the ANC, we will still have to pursue the matter, and I come back to members.
No, point that is on the side of the ANC.
Okay. Honourable Chance?
Yes, thanks, Chair. I'd like to request the Secretary please to forward me a copy of the letter to the House Chair. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to take it up with our chief whip. I think there are procedural issues here which should be.
I want to suggest that I first engage the House Chair, so that if there is an error, if this is what he meant, that's one matter, so that you know it's taken up in whatever manner. But I also think that there must have been a serious error, so that I will also want to engage the House Chair as an acting chair, so that we
try to before the whole matter is engaged at higher levels, let's first exhaust it as a portfolio committee, and I'll keep members informed, so that should our discussion not be in according with our expectations, members can then take it up in whatever manner. It's just that I think there must have been a mistake. I also think something is amiss. So I will be happy if members could allow that space on my part to be executed. Rav Kappa?
Chair, maybe the only difference on my opinion is that I would have preferred the emphasis on us approaching this issue as a committee, not mainly approaching it as different parties.
Okay.
Maybe that's how it would assist us.
Okay.
Because now we are likely now to have three angles: as a committee, as another party, as another party, and I don't think that is helping us.
Yeah.
I think because as a committee, we were feeling that we ought to go to this conference.
Yeah.
And we are not being given that permission.
Yeah.
Instead, maybe as a committee, we should seek clarity, or if even if us we have taken instruction not to go, but seek clarity and further give our explanation, our opinion about it as a committee.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, isn't that a better way forward? So that, you know, we act as a committee, not but that doesn't close the avenue of parties still pursuing, should things not be sorted out at committee level. Yeah, because I think even in terms of precedence, what Honorable Kappa suggests makes more sense. Can we take it that, and then we take it as an urgent matter, which means I need to see him very urgently, and the communique also need to be done urgently. Can we close it that way? Honorable Chance?
I'm happy with that
approach, Chair, so long as we get an answer by the close of business today.
Yes, yes.
If not, then we'll take it further.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable Kruger?
It's on the colloquium,
but it's a different item on the colloquium, which also must be addressed. I received SMS or an email, I can't remember what it was, but said that we should have RSVP individually back to the colloquium, and I thought that the committee already RSVP and say we all, because it was actually a decision of this committee that we all go. So I thought that the committee will RSVP and say everybody is going, because those members that was in that committee that day indicated that they all want to go. And now all of a sudden this morning I received a SMS, or I can't remember now, but a writing that say I should have RSVP before the 20th. And that was yesterday.
Oh, you received it from our...
I don't know from where I received. Let me just have a look.
Secretary wants to clarify something.
Secretary? Yes. Thank you, Chair. From I think they've got a portal that they use, these things of ICT. So what we wanted to do, we're thinking that immediately after this application has been approved, so normally what we used to do, we used to RSVP for the whole committee and the number of members that had indicated that would be available. So since now we are
there's a decision that has been taken that the matter will still be pursued. I don't know, maybe we can still await for that period, because normally we RSVP for the committee, so that they, because there are systems like this, one for individual, and then since they've invited us as a committee, we normally RSVP for the committee and forward the names of the members that we need.
I think the decision that we have made covers both the concern of Honorable Kruger and your explanation. So let's pursue it as originally discussed, and then I'll keep in close communique with members. Let's then close the matter that way. And now, have we handled apologies? Did we speak officially to apologies?
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
Okay. Let's now go to item, the second consideration of the BRRR. Let's then have the team to lead us. But just before you start, let's have Honorable Kruger.
Jay, just a point of clarity again. I thought when we come this morning and start with the recommendations, it will be the same document that we use on Wednesday, right? And just added points added at the end of the document as recommendations. But I see now the document changed. So I just want to know on what proposal that this document change, because
okay.
Surely the recommendation must come from the committee, right?
Yes. Yes.
So and as I say, I thought that page 52 will stay, 52 and 53 will stay exactly the same,
okay.
Just with added points at the bottom as we discuss it. But
okay.
Now all of a sudden it seems like everything changed.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, Honorable Kruger, primarily the document that we are using as a base is the document that we have been working on. But because there were comments that were made in that meeting, certain corrections and certain improvements will have been made in accordance with that.
No, fine.
And then if there are serious changes, it will mean the members will substantiate, but at the end of the day, it is the responsibility of this committee to make decisions on what comes out as a final document. So you know, but primarily our base document is the one that we have been discussing. If there are additions here and there, it is what we will have to entertain in the meeting and see where it takes us to.
See, I understand you 100% and I agree 100% with you. All I'm saying, point 8, section 8, would say recommendations. We didn't touch that discussion. We said we will talk about it today.
Oh, okay.
And I'm surprised to see that the document that we discussed on Wednesday, point 8, and the point 8 of today is
yes.
Different.
Okay.
So how can it change overnight? That's my
concern.
That's my concern.
Okay.
Yes, we said that if there is some recommendations while we discuss the document, it must be added to this recommendation. But I thought it will just be added and not change the whole document. Because
yes.
You must remember now, as parties, we focused on this document.
Yes.
And we focus on the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see recommendations here that we didn't focus on.
Oh, okay.
So else,
okay.
You know, and it's a problem because
we can't come in here and,
yes,
and be surprised.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Honourable Chair. Good morning to the Honourable Members.
Yeah.
I just want to come to concern from Honourable Group. You see, Honourable Group, I think we are correct, but only basically on principle, but you recall that those recommendations are recommendations were coming from us. They want to like from us as a secretariat when we were drafting the document. So after your deliberation, then because we have not cast a recommendation, we still feel that we have acted in other observations, other things that we have never even discussed. That we still feel that you have to consider them and discuss or agree, if not agree
to take off from the document. Because those are recommendations were still our thinking as the secretariat of the recommending is a guiding. So we have felt that after your discussion on Wednesday that some of the recommendations are no longer important, of which it doesn't necessarily prelude that if you still feel those recommendations that we have taken off, you cannot add them to the document, because it would be wrong to ask the secretary to just take the recommendation that we have already discussed. But unfortunately, we have never discussed the recommendation. It was our thinking. So you are free to say that there was a recommendation X which was removed, which can be considered and reconsidered and put in the document, because all those recommendations was our opinion and views. So it was not like the committee's recommendation or the committee's view. So even now you still have a leeway to say that that recommendation, whatever, is still needed. But that is what we feel after the discussion of Wednesday, that we can take them out, some of them, and add others.
Commander, you still want to speak?
I think I'm covered.
I'll
give the impression that since the recommendation...
No, Marifia speaking, you'll better go into the mic.
I'll just to reiterate that I was under the impression that since the recommendations were not discussed on that day, the members are still welcome to discuss it, and perhaps those that we have removed, members can still feel to bring them back if they feel strongly that they are necessary for this particular document. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Puga?
Chair, I don't have a problem with that. But then, at least send us that change recommendation timelessly so that we as a party can caucus, because we didn't have a chance to caucus. So the principle is not about them changing the recommendations, because as he said, the recommendations was not discussed. It's just they change the document and drop it as a surprise in our laps when the meeting starts. And that's the problem.
Okay. Let's note that, and then but let's then approach. I suggest let's then go into the discussions, noting that we can still make any change, additions, deletions. So in that spirit, then. So the question that I want us to entertain is a procedure for today, whether we want to go directly to the recommendations, and if we do, do we want to give ourselves some time to look at them individually, and then look at them collectively as a committee? Do we want to loudly go into them one by one, noting that under those, as Wavumkashi was saying, even those that were there previously, they can be entertained. And if there are new ones that members want to suggest, they can suggest them. I will suggest we individually take about 20 minutes looking at them and then from there we come back into discussing them one by one. Is that a sensible suggestion, Bakapa?
Yes. I hope I'm not disturbing your proposal, because I was having a feeling that maybe it would save us time if the secretariat would assist us, because now here in Little Bend we have specific areas where there's things to correct.
Okay.
They can take us through.
Okay.
Which I think it can be an easier one.
Okay.
Now there is a part of the section of recommendations which maybe we'll look now maybe in two eyes, the eyes of refined by the secretariat probably, and other colleagues will still have the way the desire to look it in the previous way, but now having done with the specific corrections and recommendations that were done, which I think they have done.
Yes.
In the main part of the document.
Yes.
Thank you.
So in other words, you suggest they take us through.
Yes.
Okay. Agreed. Okay.
Just a proposal, Chair, for the future. I think if there's a change in the document, they must just show it in a different color or something.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yes.
When we come here, we can just glance through it and say, oh, they changed, this is what we said, blah, 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 blah. I mean, now we must look, because if we must go through all 53 pages again, you know, then I must change my flight.
Yes, yes. Okay. Secretariat team, the floor is yours.
Through you, Chair. I have just one proposal before we go through the entire documentation. Is there a way for the members to go straight to the recommendations while we are still fresh? It's just a suggestion.
That's what is suggested, actually. That's what we expecting you to do. Yes. So your suggestion is what we have already agreed to.
I know that time is an issue, but I've just had a look at some of the comments that I made when we last met, and seen whether they have been incorporated into the document. And I see that the first one that I, actually not the first, one of them I pointed out, has not been. And this is a concern. Does it mean that we, or I certainly, would find it difficult for the committee to adopt the report in its current form? We may vote against the adoption of the report and reserve our rights.
Yes.
Because of the fact that some of the changes that we discussed have not been incorporated. So I just want to put it to the committee that, you know, if we don't go through this whole document, we are going to be forced to reserve our rights as a party in terms of whether we adopt it or not, or whether we support the adoption.
Yeah, but shouldn't we say, in addition to looking at the recommendations, if there are points that you want to pursue, whether you want to pursue them because you had pursued them and they have been omitted or overlooked, we should go into that avenue for the benefit of the committee. Even if you were not going to support the report, you know, even if you were going to reserve, to have certain reservations, but it is to the benefit of the committee if we all understand each other, if we understand certain points or certain arguments that you want to advance. We can only gain from that exercise. The only question will be whether we start with that or whether we start with recommendations. I will invite you, Honorable Chance, to make a follow-up.
It's hard for me to answer the question. I mean, it's likely that... It's likely that there will be elements in this document which have not been changed. We had some elaborate discussions last time we met over points of, you know, of difference. And you know, they may have been made, the changes may be made, or they may not have been made. You know, but I would predict that many of them have not been made, because they didn't necessarily carry the consensus of the committee. They were made by myself and maybe Honourable Kruger, and maybe the committee consensus wasn't achieved. So let me just point out this one that I'm referring to here, which is page 2, paragraph 3. Second line. Where it says the sector has so far performed well in terms of employment creation, economic growth, and reduction of inequalities. Now, I made the particular point that that cannot be true. How can it be said that the sector has performed well? The economy is on its knees.
It's on page 2.
Page 2.
Yeah, page 2.
Third
above,
paragraph.
Above 1.1.
Third paragraph.
Paragraph above
second
1.
Line. How can it be said, I mean, how can this committee possibly make the statement? Are you there, Sibu? How can it possibly be said that the sector has performed well? I mean, that's a nonsense. So I'm very, very concerned that if that is the quality of the editing that has gone into this document as a result of our meeting, we've got a serious problem.
Yeah, no, the only point that I will think we should not get into the habit of using, Honorable Chance.
Yes, sorry.
I wouldn't want us to deteriorate to a point of using sharp words like nonsense. I know you are, it's a point of emphasis, but I will caution that we mustn't deteriorate to that level. I personally agree with your observation that we cannot speak of exceptionally having done well. I agree with that. So it means these are issues that we must look at with a view of improving the document. The only question is, how do we do it? Do we go, because today, because we are doing it for the second time, it should be easier to go through the document relatively quicker, where we are making, because we also don't expect the secretariat to be perfect. They are also human. They may have made a mistake here and there, and that's why the draft document is brought before us, so that we improve it.
As we were just saying, I think for that one, Honorable Chance, maybe it was a misconstrued in our side for nothing, because I think you further went further, said we agree that, for example, the former set have said a lot of jobs. You see, that's what we come from, and then it was when we were explaining. Therefore, according to the GEMS report, we know that it is a global entrepreneurial monitoring report, that the sector is not like the informal and small business. That's what we're referring to when saying the sector, because when the formal sector was shedding more of job, but at the same time, the informal sector were the one that was panacea for unemployment. Hence, and also economic, and contributed partly to the GDP. And hence it's a reality, because well, those old jobs are not sustainable. We cannot call it a job because I'm there for survival. It's not also sustainable. That's what we also agree, that the jobs are shared in the former state. Then I'm agreeing with you. And then where are those people? Then those are those people, especially South Africa has given us last year, that most of those people, I mean, that started those small SMM micro, for example, survivalists, were the people that were pushed by economic needs, and they were lost employment, they lose employment, and they have no means of employment. That's where they started those small businesses. That I will talk on those basis. Maybe that sector. That sector, we're just thinking that maybe that sector, when you say the sector, maybe you refer to it like us as a small business, but the sector to us was the same informal sector, and also, informal sector in particular, and also this SMME. Hence, even the study of South Africa, who the term was presenting us, he said. And accordingly, on Wednesday, we are on the same way, unless we can change revise the. The way that it is put, but on the essence and principle, I thought we agreed on that day.
I'll take you another chance, but let me take Mr. Gumede first.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Really, from where I'm sitting, I was actually doing the editing of the document, even in terms of the notes that I had written. I actually did not think that I have to change the entire sentence. I thought Honorable Kruger was more interested in terms of the statistics. If we say, for instance, 45%, where are we getting that information? That's why if you see this paragraph, I've actually added the statistical information from the Stats SA, specifically looking now at the informal sector, making an example, for instance, to say out of every 15 million jobs that are created, 1.5 million comes from the informal sector, an indication that the sector is performing relatively well. It's debatable, but I was under that impression, Honorable Chance. From where I'm sitting, really, I think we can, now I'm using the track change. I'm doing exactly what Honorable Kruger has suggested, to say perhaps from today, let us see where exactly are we making changes on the documents for the members, so that it becomes easy for the members to follow where we've made the changes. There's nothing wrong. We can alter the sentence, change it here and there. I think I'm fine with that.
Honorable Chance?
I think the point that I'm making is that we cannot be sure that the changes that we discussed have been made. And in the past, what we've had is we've had NOLA sitting there with the laptop on the screen, and we see the changes happening in front of us, so we can actually confirm that they are correct. Now all what we're doing, we're relying on your interpretation of our discussions being correct. And I made three comments on that paragraph. The first, I underlined, has so far performed well, and I wrote the word struggled, and I used that word, struggled. Right, that's the first point. Second point, I said unemployment rate 2014 to 2016 ? Which you have addressed partially. The third point is that I made the point that the jobs are coming from the informal sector. Those are three separate points. Right? The point that I'm making is that the first of those has been ignored. Okay? So that then brings me to the unfortunate, conclusion that if that is the way in which our comments have been incorporated or not, the case may be, we're going to need to go through this document in more detail for us to be able to adopt it.
Yes. Now, point taken. Before I take Wabukap, Wabukunen? Is there a particular reason why we did not approach this report the way we have been doing it with other reports, of having it on the screen so that we collectively improve it? So that I'm just asking a question.
or what was your what was the plan of the secretary of the secretary?
No, sir, there was no particular reason. We thought it is fine.
No, no, but my question is, is there a particular reason why we didn't follow the process of screening it as we have always been doing, so that we keep improving it as we have always been doing, because that tended to make us more collective than using individual documents as we are doing. What is the reason why we are not doing it that way today?
Chair, can I?
Yes, sir.
I would plead with you, Chair, that secretary should not answer the question. My understanding, which I think we should share, that this is an omission which should be corrected. And further urge Honorable Chancellor not to believe that the greater part of his or the inputs in the document have been omitted, because that's what we are trying to help it now. And to some extent, I think the explanation which was given by Okumet, it tells me that maybe there was that misunderstanding of believing that what you have said, that the jobs, only the informal sector were bringing in jobs, covers what you said it should be corrected there. But I don't believe that it might have been done with bad intentions. That's my take, Chair, that the secretary does not have to be at the corner to answer that question, because I think I believe it is an honest omission.
Yes. But let's agree on a way forward now. Noting that this is where we are, this is the situation. Let's agree that we focus on the document page by page, so that we see if there are areas that can be improved. Honorable Chance.
May I make a suggestion following from you, Chair, that we give ourselves 20 minutes to go through the document. We presumably have all got our original documents where we've made the notes. And if there are important issues that have not been addressed or edited, let us make a note of them and come back to them. But I would suggest that where they're not crucial, let's let them pass. But where they are important, I think it's important that we address them and make those adjustments. I don't think otherwise we can't adopt this report, in my opinion.
Here's a suggestion: a 20-minute individual reading of the document. What is the committee saying? Is that okay? Okay. Let's then do that. But let's make it 30, just because, let's make it 30 minutes.
Should we connect? I'm thinking of connecting as well.
Yeah, that's better. I'm thinking. While we do this, if connecting can be done, it's better.
So, Jay, it will mean that we will get back to this point that we just discussed now. That
it's one of the points that we get.
So it's not dealt with yet.
No, this
issue. So we will come back to that.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know what my best way is. Looking at the food that we took, that there will be some ATC no comments from the television. But yeah, the report comes. He made some views, but therefore, he didn't have to. but to me, it's very another analysis of those things. They are supposed to be under observation and another, I think, two under observation and another two under recommendation. That's how I see them, not in the course of the report.
Mm.
But now the thing is the approach to it.
Mm.
How do, well, what do you think is the best approach to incorporate them? Because my advice was that, because it was in the meeting on that Wednesday, we have agreed that we must only even like do not even the meeting writing what was, for example, that thing of a target to still recall. Then now it should not be like we should not hide the fact that Chairperson is a member of the committee, also make some written submissions in terms of his comments or rather edition. Then we read those editions after whether secretary, we can categorize them. That another one of these which are based on other things that we could be under recommendation to one of the public observation.
No, I think we should be open about.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That there's nothing to be hiding. Yeah, it is open and it is
to say from where she is and from the cause of the conditions that she can be in. She has submitted certain for us to consider. So let's all focus. Think of how
I will agree.
For Manje, let's then focus. I agree with you. Yeah, it's good that you're raising.
So do you think we'll be able to adopt it? Because of time, and I think they've booked according to September 11th. So I don't know whether we'll be able to finish an apology.
Or does it mean meeting of an independent or whatever?
Yes, indicating that.
It's a question. If you are Lengfena meeting, if you was concerned to lengthen the meeting to a point you better everything, is that all right with yourself?
It's
all right. Yeah, let's be optimistic. You must think of an alternative, which is an adopter. But for Manji, let's be very optimistic, work hard on it, and then am I responding to the question?
Yes.
Although, if I had seen it carefully, I would not have taken 11 things in terms of planning. In terms of planning, I would have gone for a longer time. Must have your experience in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we have never executed in this category. But let's go
to the 13 million. Well, normally, it's not a Friday.
But it's water under the bridge, man. Let's focus.
Yeah, no.
Your example for the large units and the elements. But I just wanted to just, as a public person, a private person, representing this man, what I saw today, I'm very angry. You raised the point, sir. You said this meeting was to gather consent. When you deliver bad product, you can't expect consent. So I, as a taxpayer,
when you deliver
bad documents that are not circulated, that are not, the kind of thing that you're talking about.
No, but... Shouldn't we, why don't we create time to discuss this point?
I didn't give consent. I don't think we expect it. I'm not honoring you.
No. The point I'm making is that the point that you have raised. So I think it's just time so that we respectfully
The person
who engaged now is for my...
I'm going to write to the minister and the
minister.
I will write to both of them in minutes. But what I'm telling you now, there's no point in me sitting here. I'm sitting here and watching mediocre performance. I can be used somewhere. So when you win Parliament says we'd like the public to come and listen to us, you're taking the public as a productive time and then you get this. Now,
but look at what? Look at you. You see, what I'm avoiding is that you and I
because once we discuss
and we don't exhaust our discussion, we don't understand each other. I don't mean agree. You see, when you speak, I must be able to appreciate what you're saying.
Okay, I give you my cards.
Yes. Because you see, the other thing that you must be careful about, you should be careful that when you say a document is not quality, is that what you say?
Yes.
Yeah, you should be very careful whether it is in your domain to say a document is quality or not quality, or whether it is in the domain of members.
Yes.
So that's why I would think take a step back.
It's in the domain of the observer.
Take a step back, think carefully, and then let's phone each other, and then let's meet. For now,
what I want you to understand, it's in the domain of a taxpayer and an observer. That's where I'm speaking.
Yes, I understand that. But this subject is a subject where you and I should discuss thoroughly before we come to conclusions. So I wouldn't want you to get to a certain conclusion before we discuss. Because I have your card, let me share something with you. Because I remember now I'm supposed to be focusing on this document, so that when we resume after the 30 minutes, I have done some work on the document. That's why I don't want to partially engage with you and not in a meaningful way. Let me discuss with you in a meaningful way.
Let me just leave you, and I can. For me, I'm a privacy person. The Constitution says that.
Yes.
I'm an ANC man.
Yes.
I continue to defend the ANC against other people.
Yes.
If I face up with this, what am I saying about my party of choice?
Yeah. But I leave that's why I say we must follow each other and have a further discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. But don't get to conclusions before we discuss.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
kids. Two little kids. Yeah. Two little kids.
Yeah.
How are we doing with our time? I have lost counting our 30 minutes. Who was focusing properly?
11.
Pardon?
It was half past 10.
It's time now. Let's resume our meeting. When I look at our time, I'm thinking that we should consider if we cannot extend the length of the meeting so that we have a meaningful meeting where we take decisions on good reflections, you know, so that we don't just rush for the sake of completing the report. But for us to do that, I must have a feeling of how members are standing in their situations, whether you can be able to shift your flight slightly, or whether things are such that what I'm suggesting is impossible, or is impractical. But from where I'm sitting, I will suggest that we explore extending the length of the meeting. But I must be guided by members, because different members have got different obligations. Let me open this item to members and hear whether we can be able to extend the length of the meeting, because the anticipated 11 o'clock is obviously impractical. Any comments from members? Honourable Chance?
I'd like to suggest we try and wrap it up by 12:30.
So that we extend to 12:30. Okay. Here is a suggestion. Comments from other members? Comrade Gappa?
To me, 12 would be better.
So can we strive for 12?
Yes.
Because we are not looking at it for the first time. So what approach should we use? Should we use a combination of using the screen and the documents? Am I right, Honorable Chance?
Maybe we just go through it page by page.
Page by page.
And where there are changes requested, we then ask Nova to make the changes, and then we move on. And find, I for one am only concentrating on the important changes, not the ones that are hidden.
And when we say for Nola and the team to make the changes, some of the changes they will be able to make instantly.
Yes.
But some of them we may find that they note especially if they are not of such a nature that they should prevent us from adopting or not adopting, because the weight of issues are not the same. Somewhere you may find it's just grammatical issues. So can we go then that route, page by page, and noting our limited time? The Secretariat, you are ready? On the first page, is this the amended one, the new one, the year, the new one? 3.1, I'm going to go corrected. I'm going to 3.1%. Yeah, Kumbula will be 31.
Yes.
Who corrected? Maga corrected Ganji. It does not mean good. This is the corrected version. I told point him.
Yeah, it is one number.
Yearly. So in our page, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, so the document that we have is has pages as was suggested. So we'll go page by page. Page one, if it is just grammatical mistakes, we can indicate and say, please secretariat work on this, even if we don't do it to precision, because the main point is to agree on the main on the thrust of the argument. Page one, anything there? Can I pass? We go to page two. Any point to be raised on page two? Pardon?
It's
being fixed, okay. Let's go to three. On page three. Anything to be done there? I'm passing. I'm going to page four.
Yes,
Chair. Honourable Chance.
I requested that on paragraph 1.2.2,
yes,
a sentence be added referring to the fact that on April 1st, DSBD officially took political ownership of CIFA. I believe this still needs to be added.
Okay. Are we all at one? Did we hear the suggestion? Particularly, I'm referring to Ubabukapa no Babubekwa. Will you want Honourable Chance to repeat, or we are at one with him?
Can
repeat, please, Honourable Chance.
I made a request that at the end of that paragraph, 1.2.2, that a sentence be added to the effect that on the 1st of April 2015, the DSBD was officially transferred from the political oversight of the Department of Economic Development to the Department of Small Business Development.
Okay.
No, CIFA, yeah.
Okay. Are we at one? Are we at one on that?
Yes.
Even the secretaries? We are at one. Okay, so that's to be effected. Page five. Can I pass? It's good if we are able to make rapid progress, because that will take time for us to look at the recommendations. Page six. I'm passing. Page seven. Page eight. Honourable Chance.
2.1, fifth line. I requested that National Development Plan be capitalised, but instead it should just, I think, easier to be NDP.
As acronyms.
Yes, as an acronym, yeah.
In other words, you suggest that it comes out as acronyms.
That on the fifth line, National Development Plan should just be NDP.
Okay.
I requested that it be capitalised, but that's actually better that it's just NDP.
Okay. I take it that's not substantial. Is that okay? Okay. Page 9. Oh, and I forgot to make one point. As we go on with these amendments, we had also invited the chairperson from where she is, because of her challenges that we are well aware of, that if there are comments that she wants to send, she should feel free, so that when we entertain the document, we also take her suggestions into account. So if we do come to that, I take it that the secretary will indicate, so that you know, we, as we go through the pages, so that we also look at that concurrently. So that I take it that we are comfortable with that. Okay. Page 10. Page 11. Is your hand up, Honorable Chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Comrade Begwa? And yeah. I'm noting the secretary?
Page 11, it was corrected.
Corrected. Okay, okay, okay. Secretary Kunene?
There's a submission from the chairperson. If you go to page 11, paragraph number 1, fourth line, where it talks about the to contribute to radical socio-economic transformation as advocated in the Mangaung resolution of the ANC in 2012.
Yes.
So she suggested the inclusion of Mangaung resolution of the ANC conference in 2012.
Okay.
Because it said the it was not the
hanging as
the resolution of the town, it was the resolution of the ANC conference.
Okay. Are we okay with that? Okay. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Fifteen? Anything there? Pass. Page 16.
Yes, sir.
Honorable Chance.
I requested that at the top of the page it be noted that the department is due to present.
At the top, let me just be with you.
Top of page 16.
Chance. So that will be, because we have bullets there.
At the beginning of the paragraph.
Where do you want to locate? Or at the...
Well, it's in that paragraph. You don't need to make the change as we... But basically to say that the department is due to present its implementation of the review's recommendations at a PC meeting in November. Right? For the committee, presumably, to comment on.
So that's page
16. Page 16, yeah.
Page 16.
So you can just make a note there. No. Right?
Did we...
And the secretary can indicate which date that PC meeting is, but we were told that it would be in early November.
Oh, okay.
11th,
is it?
11th, we check. Yeah. But even if it's not, you know, you can...
You can check it, yeah. Right, thank you, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Is that okay with all of
yes.
us? 17. Page 18. Secretary Kunene?
Chair, there's a submission from the chair on these responses from the chairperson from the department on page 18.
On page 18,
yes. Talk to them.
Please go right ahead.
On page 18, second paragraph. The response from the department, the one they recommended to fund the establishment of CTE and cooperative training academy. But now we'll be considering the response. She suggested that observation of the PC should show the lack of the capacity, brackets, and understanding of the cooperatives is narrow, broader perspective at international level is to use cooperative to develop the community. Close bracket. Disaster should the same officials be used who are responsible for 88% failure rate. Resistant to change and learning new ways of developing cooperatives. That's one of it. And the second one, in the third.
That's it. Go to the second one.
Okay.
I don't understand. Which paragraph is this?
1, 2. It's paragraph 2 on the 18.
Which is the response from.
Which is the response from the department? Yes, which is the response. And
I'm noting you, Honorable Kruger. I'll come to you.
Yeah, but before we carry on, I don't
think that the chair lady can put something in a recommendation of the board. This is the wrong place. What I'm saying is you must move that to the recommendations of this board.
Oh, okay. Oh,
before
because
we carry on, because we can't
because this
add
is
some, this
from
is
the department.
Yeah, we can't add anything of the department. This is their recommendation.
Okay. What
we can
yeah, we'll come back to it at the recommendations.
Now we have work on the can we
give? Oh, you propose?
Yes.
To respond next thing.
Oh, to respond. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go right ahead.
I think, thank you, Chair. Honorable Mshiza is a really sangoma. Now, because actually, this is what we, when we said with Usbu, we suggested that, yes, we agree, we cannot write this thing like this. We even said, this is her suggestion, the others that are supposed to go under observations, the others that are supposed to go under recommendations. And we even recommended, I mean, we even suggested, which are those that we perceive, we assume that they're supposed to go under recommendations and of the report and others under observation. So that's why I say that you are Sangoma, you know what we're supposed to do, what we're going to say at the end. Because we're going to raise this, and after that, we suggest to the committee that we suggest that it should be included under recommendation or it should be included under observation of the committee. That's what we said. So very, very productive reading of our man. Thanks, Honorable Kruger. And there's another one. In fact, that one, I'm not sure whether I should take the more it was a suggestion or if we must take it under recommendation. Because our view was that we're supposed to take it under observation of the observations of the committee.
So,
just
move the recommendations.
Just a second.
Mr. Sapo,
I wanted to assist also to, I think I concur with Honorable Kruger, just take these issues and keep them for recommendations, otherwise we'll repeat it. As we go, you have noted the chair's inputs. If they have to do with their responses, you can note that there's on this issue, the chair has an input which will have to take it to resolutions because recommendations because we cannot change the responses. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. I think we might just move it straight to the
recommendations. Okay.
Because remember Wednesday we had a lot of inputs and we didn't know all our inputs because it was sort of a debate.
Okay.
So I hear this is part of the debate, but just and we agree about what she said. So just put it as part of the recommendation.
Okay. Let me ask Comrade Bekwa to facilitate briefly while I... The House Chair has a bereavement that he's working on. So I have a slight opportunity of phoning him now. It looks like he's not in the House. I mean, he's not in Parliament. Due to attend to working on that bereavement. So let me ask Comrade Bekwa to facilitate while I handle the call.
Where are which page are we? Okay, can we carry on?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's a very busy.
Huh?
commissioners that all these reports should be looked at the
Now we agreed that the chairperson input must just go to the recommendation. We all agreed.
Yes.
So can you just carry on?
Oh.
Can you go to page 19?
There are also suggestions from the chair, but I'm not sure that we say the, all the suggestions are going to be pushed there. Okay, sure.
So are we are in page 19. Is there anything on page 19 that you observe? Okay, let's move to page 20. Anything on page 20? Page 21. Okay, nothing on page 21. Page 22. If there's anything on page 22, I will just raise the members must raise the hand. 22. 23. Can we move 24 on page 25?
Yeah.
Honorable Chance.
Last bullet point. I think this issue of what percentage of what needs to be just addressed. And if they insist that it was my point that I made, I'd like to suggest that it's 1% of profits. Please.
Can the secretary give us an answer?
Thank you, Honorable Chance. What we did was not to effect any changes on these recommendations, but it's also captured again under recommendations for this particular BRRR. There is also an opportunity to phrase it in a way that would be suitable to you as well.
Right.
There is a recommendation around this particular one.
Okay, thank you. I'll wait and see what it is.
Can you move to page 26. Anything on 26? Secretary? Page 20, you've got anything, Lapham Tash? Page 27? Page 28. Honorable Cooker, do you put anything on page 28? Okay. Page 29. We are on page 30 now. Another chance, page 30? You covered. Okay. Page 31. Secretary?
Honorable Chance, you raised an issue around the percentage there. You are correct. It's been fixed. I'm sure you picked that up.
Which page is that, Secretary?
Page 31.
Page 31.
Yeah.
Okay.
That 90%.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
I checked it out.
Okay, thank you. We can move on page 32. Kappa, are you okay in page 32?
Sure.
Okay, let's move to page 33.
think on page 33. We are on page 34 now. Page 35, page 36, page 37. On page 38, la page 38, babu kumete ufagile with people with live with disability to medile ne, on the last page. Okay. Page 39.
Yes.
Are you on page 39, number two? Number chance.
Okay, I think there's a problem with this page.
Which one? The
page 39.
Page 39, right?
There's a problem with the numbering. Because it goes 6.1, 6.2, and then over the page 6.3, and then at the bottom it goes 6.2 again. So it should actually be 6.1 CEDA as the heading. Then 6.1.1 CEDA budget education, 6.1.2 financial performance, 6.1.3 non-financial performance. Okay? Then the other problem is that there was a whole chunk of stuff from the original document that's been removed, which needs to be put back. So I see that the whole of 6.1, where it's repeating who CEDA is, has been removed. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But I see you've swapped the non-financial performance and the financial performance around. Don't know why you did that. I mean, there's nothing particularly wrong with that. Yeah?
Right.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You just change the order. That's fine.
Not the information.
Okay. There's just one thing though that I do need to point out. On page 39, the end of that paragraph 6.2. I think it is important with respect to that deficit, and and point out the fact that it was drawing on unspent funds from the previous financial year. Otherwise, we look at we're accusing CEFA of financial mismanagement. Yes.
We did discuss that.
We did discuss that. But we need to. I do believe we need to put that in that this deficit was covered by drawing on unspent funds from the previous financial year, with permission from Treasury.
are you done, or another chance?
Yes.
Bob Comet? Are you going to start that? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Let's go to page 40. Anything on page 40? Let's move to page 41. Page 42.
Honorable Kuka. I was wondering if we, in the observations of the committee, if we can't put the comments of the chair in here, if she wants it, if we want to note it.
I'm just thinking, but I'm happy if we just put it as recommendations. But if the chair wants her comments to be noted, this is the place where it's supposed to be.
Are you in page 43 now? 42. Okay.
Observations of the committee, point number 7. But I'm happy if we just put it as recommendations.
Got you.
Thanks, Chair. It's just that we just suggest and advise our role, and then members are the one who are the hard documents, actually. Because from writing from on a particular thing, because we said we believe that there are those observations that, I mean, there are those coming from the chairperson that that are in terms of their nature, they require to be recorded under observations. They are just purely observations. There are those other, on the other hand, there are other comments that, because of due to their nature, they're supposed to be recorded under recommendations. That's what you say, and then we've been overruled by saying that let's take all of them to recommendations, because it is our initial suggestion that there are those that we support.
No, but. I think Honorable Kruger is saying that because you are in the recommendations, I mean, on the observation. So he's saying to us, whatever we decided to put on observation, we can do it as chair of observation. Then the other one will go to recommendations. I think that was your idea. Thank you.
And remember I said I'm happy if we just mentioned it as recommendations. But
right.
If the chair insists that her observations is noted in this document, this is the place where we can put it. That's all I said. But I'm happy that we just use it as a recommendation. Depends on the chair. What is,
Honorable Stapa?
Thank you, Chair. Just because maybe the nature of the input would be either recommendations or observations. I think let's take that approach. That belongs to opposition must be taken to observation. What belongs to the committee to recommendations. But you will assist us by having identified those inputs.
So you all agree, ne? Okay. Okay, let's move to page 43. Page 43. On page 46, page 47, Matkapa, page 47. Page 48, page 49. Page 50. Honorable Chance.
Sorry, I missed out something on page 49. If you wouldn't mind just going back quickly.
Okay.
The point that I made on point 7.6.7 is the observation, without any value judgment passing, that the intermediaries' micro-lending collections rate was better than the direct lending collections rate. This needs to be investigated. Right? So somewhere in that section, you need to make that observation. It's not to say that, you know,
I'll start with you, Kumet.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Chance, we have actually made a recommendation around that. It's much broader than just looking at the collection rate of the wholesale lending vis-a-vis the direct lending. We are basically proposing that CIFA must come to the portfolio committee and do a detailed or thorough presentation with regards to the strategy going forward as to how they plan to deal with. Then there will be a number of measures, for instance, that they will propose. But it's under recommendation. We can also look at it and see if maybe it is packaged in a manner that perhaps addresses this particular issue.
Honorable Chan?
Yeah, that's fine, but I think one has to take a recommendation from an observation. So you need the observation first before you can make the recommendation. All right? So I would just request that you put that in as an observation. Then the recommendation follows.
Okay, I was just... you have correct, Honorable Chance. I cannot agree with you anymore with that analog. Because supposed to put it here... We agreed, if you still recall, that there are those recommendations that were made by the committee in the previous financial year, in the previous 2014 and 15, and they were responding. And we also agreed that if the committee is still not satisfied, they still want to take other recommendations further, they can, we agreed that the committee is still going to take those other recommendations further in the recommended this P2PR. Hence, therefore, this intermediary, what is Commander was saying, the way that we phrase, is emanating from the recommendation of the 2015, where we said that they have to come up, in fact, that was even emanating from the report of the TFR, that they must review the funding model that used intermediaries. And then hence there is that recommendation that now it is there, which is not in the observation. I was going to come with this one in the observation that we're just alluding on. You see, Honorable Chan, I'm not sure how maybe the best way to, if we have to come with the recommendation, but I also feel that they have to go, because this is what they reported. This is what they said, actually. They see for that the collection rate in the wholesale is, even the wholesale is performing better than in the direct lending. Then, I also feel that we can have a recommendation that addresses that, but the recommendation also says that because we still want a further explanation. But when we said, when the recommendation, the current recommendation, that they must come and explain on us to brief the committee, I think it's also addressing that. Unless we have another recommendation that can deal with this, precisely with this one.
We haven't got
the recommendations yet. I just think it's a matter of important record keeping, that an observation then leads to a recommendation. So we have to have that observation in this paragraph. That's all I'm requesting. We can come to the recommendations later.
When everybody is covered, I was just noting that maybe what Mkash is saying is that it seems this recommendation, in this case, emanates from a report, not necessarily an observation, because it is what they have reported. Now, given that there is this report that says so, and therefore this is our recommendation. That's how I understood you.
Are we all done? Can we move to page 50? Honorable Chance?
Thank you, Chair. 7.7, I have requested that a sentence be added at the end referring to the process that is underway by which CIFA is attempting to sell its properties to its tenants.
which has not been included. At market value.
Yes.
Right? Got that?
I'm not sure whether it is the right time for us to suggest those comments from the chair that we could, because due to their nature, that we felt that they should come under observation. Is it the right time now? Because we are passing with observation. That's my fear.
I think this is the right time that you make us know what it is, the nature, so that we can decide that what this is observation, this is recommendation.
The platform is yours, Babu.
Thank you, Chair. For example,
the comment number one, which says the observation of the PC should show, in fact, that's what it is, the observation of the PC should show the lack of capacity or understanding of cooperatives is narrow, comma, semicolon, broader perspective at the international level is to use cooperatives to develop communities, integrate the community. Disaster should be same officials be used who are responsible for 88% failure rate, resistant to change and learning new ways of developing cooperatives. So we feel that if we can take this, but yeah, we put it as observation, because that's how it is observed, you see. And then the second one, the approach of the GSPT does not take into consideration the Intergovernmental Fiscal Relations Act, the IDP, International Development Plan, at local government, where service delivery or coordination takes place. Even that one, we felt that it could be observation.
That one
is accompanied by the recommendation. Yes, that one is exactly 100% correct. That one should accompany by the recommendation. Then on 19, then there was another observation that referred to the observation that DSP is using an inward looking approach that does not recognize value of engaging broader stakeholders at community level that will get through to them through local government in order to develop a felt need based approach. We also feel that is an observation. Another one, the approach is not focused. This one is also observation because this one is coming from the recommendation that to fast track the processes that aimed at signing transversal agreement that would benefit SMM cooperative with all spheres of government, private and non-government organization. And that was our recommendation. Then the response from the department was that the market unit, as mentioned above, was established for these people and is making good inroads and forging strategic partnership with the aforesaid institutions. Then the chairperson commented said that the approach is not focusing on building relations with the local government sphere where IDPs takes place to form budget allocation, to inform budget allocation and collaboration by various departments, e.g. 12 funded cooperatives were not introduced to local government.
So where?
We're not introduced to local government where they exist, and as a result, they lack support from those municipalities and other government departments. Chosen as a pilot or case study for assessing co-ops development by PC. We also say that we can edit it and put it under observation.
I think that the essence of observation is the response. It seems to me that the response is not satisfactory, doesn't address.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you are saying?
I don't know whether we carry it forward, but we know that the response is not.
Now, I think it's an observation, but it needs to be part of the recommendations as well.
because we talk about the IDP and the gap between us, you know, and spheres of government and all that. So you need just to put it on observations. There is a nice...
The other one was responding to the... was responding to the recommend that we recommended last year, that we said to review the current model of using intermediaries to micro enterprise. There's a need to consider a model that would be cheap and considerate to circumstances of micro and survivalist enterprises. And then the response from the department was that present CIFA does not have the resources to establish the regional mobile offices to reach out clients. As a result, the agent is compared to intermediaries. And then her comments are such that PCs, public police committee, the portfolio committee, sees resistance from CIFA to change, also not prepared to learn from other departments like development of human settlement, that have rural housing room, that have a different model. Grameen Bank and Mandragon model. So also this one, it is a recommendation, but added to the recommendation that we've already included there. It's supposed to be like introduction to this recommendation that we've included there in the first line. And then the...
In this case, the essence of the observation is their resistance.
There's a resistance. Yes. And the another one was under when we recommend that to institutionalize the constant communication between the department and its entities. And then the answer was that the communication and marketing unit has established a structure which coordinates communication between department and entities. Then he suggests that the marketing unit should appear before PC to brief on how they use information to influence the supplier development unit in order to provide adequate support that is aligned with the value chain developments or demand and supply with a funding of 350 without support service or does not silos even between the department. But in essence, we say this one is given, it's a recommendation. You say that the
department... As well, first part of the sentence, first part of the observations.
Mm. Second part is the... Let me see, how far are we? We still have a lot of them.
No, this one, the one showed now.
Why I'm coming is because my observation now is that we need to have, I don't know whether it's another paragraph, but now it seems to me we are addressing the insufficient response of the previous recommendations, because we're having recommendations here, but it seems to me that there's a lot of recommendations where the response was either insufficient or inconsistent or not necessarily addressing what was said. But I don't know how to address that, because that's what is happening now. You get the point? Because there is no way you can just put them here as fresh recommendations. It should be clear that it's recommendations which were either ignored or not properly addressed.
I think we are on the we are singing the same song with different tunes, because we agreed that in fact, the meeting agreed on Wednesday that we are going to pick up those recommendations that we felt that the committee felt that they are not addressed or is not satisfied. The manner that has been responded are not satisfactory. Then we are going to take those responses to the recommendation again, and then we say that deal with this thing. As a recommendation, because we cannot just leave like lingering like that while the committee felt that are not satisfied with those responses. Like this one is well correctly on a bit cover, that most of them are not safe. I mean, if for example, you say that you must review the model and then you tell us there's no resources, and then it's not like in a way addressing a satisfactory answer. So that's where that one way we agree that we're going to take those recommendations that are not satisfactory to the committee and put in the recommendations again. You see. The last one said DSP has silo mentalities, perceived needs. Oh, silo mentality, perceived needs will come up with the wrong instrument.
It's also an observation. Oh, I'm done, sir. Thank you. Okay.
No, thanks. The direction I will need from the meeting is whether we are looking at these that are suggested by the chair in isolation of the overall recommendations, or we now say we are looking under recommendations and they happen to, because we may find that some of them are coinciding with what we had discussed. So maybe am I reading the meeting correctly to say we look at overall recommendations, and forming part of that are the suggestions from the chairperson. Okay. And if we do that, do we start as numbered? Am I right? Because our first one would be 8.1, to say how do we respond to that as a recommendation, and if we are okay with that
in our recommendation,
yes. No, but what I mean is approved, because it's possible that we may find some members say it's okay, but another member says it's not okay, because it only becomes ours when we have agreed, when we have resolved. So on 8.1, can I take it we are okay? So I can pass? Okay. And 8.2. Are we okay with 8.2?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to just make a small adjustment. To review the allocation given to all DFIs, since there is a consistent depletion of their budget over the years, which is an element that could potentially hamper the development agency, comma, and the performance stroke economic impact of these DFIs.
And the
performance stroke economic impact
stroke
of these DFIs. We can't just assume that giving more money to DFIs is a good thing. We have to know what's happening to that money.
Impact,
yes.
Impact.
Thank you.
Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. 8.3.
Yes, Chair.
We are okay.
No, I have a comment.
You have a comment? Honourable Chance?
Instead of stop shop, we believe that we should put entity. Because a one-stop shop doesn't necessarily imply that it's a merger. It just means that there could be co-location. What the committee has been recommending is a merger of the entities into one. So just take out one. Take out stop shop and enter entity.
Yes, Bob Kumete?
Will the word reconfiguration then be suitable, or we should just use amalgamation? Or it means the same thing?
No, I think you're right. Amalgamation is the right word.
Are we okay with those amendments? Okay, 8.4.
Oh, sorry, Chair.
Yes.
I'm sorry. On the same paragraph, and achieve a greater footprint for the combined entity.
Can you repeat, please?
8.3.
Can you repeat?
And achieve a wider footprint, geographical footprint.
Okay.
One of the things that we discussed was If you recall, at a presentation by CIFRA a few months ago, the CEO mentioned that they were in discussions with the post office or post bank. I don't know whether that's mentioned further down. Okay, that's fine. Then we can come to that later.
Okay. Are we okay with that amendment? Then that takes us to 8.4. Can we pass? Oh,
no.
Yes,
Babu Chan. What I just mean that if you said if you have that amalgamation on the committee of CIFRA and CETA, you said that you are going to cover a wider footprint rather than the current coverage that CIFRA and CETA independently having.
I'm saying that in addition to the amalgamation, they should seek to extend their coverage.
Why should they seek?
Sorry?
Why should they even look at that? Because it's like, to me, when I mean, we say that once there is that amalgamation, then the end result after that, the benefits of that will be the wider coverage.
No, that's not what I'm saying. We're saying that the benefits are the combination of financial with non-financial support from one entity, but that without wider coverage, the target market of these entities will not be reached. That's two separate points.
Are you still on the floor, Ramgash? Can I pass? 8.4. Are we okay? Okay, let's go to 5. The word cheap, shouldn't we say economic? Is economic not suiting better?
Cost effective, Chair?
Cost effective. Can we take that to replace cheap? Are we okay with 8.5? 8.6? Change? Yes. Yes, Bamkume?
Chair, I regard this as one of the critical issues for the Portfolio Committee. I'm sure maybe members, if they need to add anything that they think the department should discuss with the National Treasury.
I think for a point well made. In other words, let's...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, Honourable Chance.
Seeing as it's the Treasury, which is the source of funds, I would like to suggest that the Department discusses with the Treasury the source of funds for the SME fund, that it is supposed to be jointly funding with the private sector.
May you repeat that, especially the part of private sector?
The source of funds, if you recall the SME fund that has been set up for the private sector, the private sector has committed 1.5 billion rand. The government has also committed 1.5 billion rand, but it hasn't worked out where it's coming from. So that discussion needs to happen, as well as the mandate that this fund will have once the fund has been established.
Babukumete?
Can we... It's coming also under Enterprise Development Fund. I'm not sure if you want it to separate the two.
If it's already there...
You know, we can beef it up maybe under Enterprise Development Fund, yeah.
Leave it up.
Okay.
Any other point as... the suggestion of Wawukumete, or can we say we are now covered under 8.6? Can I pass? 7?
Yes,
Honorable Chancellor.
I don't understand what this means.
The last one.
Which one? Seven?
Yeah.
Okay. Give it a bit of flesh, please. Secretariat, 8.7.
Chair, I think we can consider combining the two, but here it basically speaks to our observation that we made earlier. What also Honorable Chance has been raising over and over again, the value for money, the value proposition. Perhaps it would be to beef it up, the view is when the Department of Small Business Development approach Treasury, they can't just go there without their spears and nokgiris. They need to have a value proposition to say, Treasury, we need 1, 2, 3, because we want to do 1, 2, 3 in terms of achieving the targets as per MTSF, as per NGP, as per NDP. It's basically to say that,
Okay. Honorable Chance?
Honorable Kruger and I were discussing this earlier this morning, and we suggested a new recommendation which maybe could address the point that you're making.
Go right ahead.
Which is that the department and its agencies should construct an econometric model showing impact and cost benefit of all programs and a comparison of jobs created and other economic factors. I think that's what we're getting at here.
Wamgash, well, come to you, Wamkumet, Wamgash.
Actually, Chairperson, this is what we mean. I mean, those words of Honorable Chance, but we didn't want to impose to them what methodology or what studies we're going to use in order to come up with a sensible or scientific way of that have to use to do the treasury. And the executive team, even us, when we're saying what we're suggesting, that econometric model where, for example, or CGE, Committee of General Equilibrium Model, where you can able to trace if you additional 100 rand that you put on that sector, how many jobs to be created, where it's going to be created, which under industry sector is going to benefit. This is the CGE, for example, the Committee of General Equilibrium. But we didn't want them to impose, that we give them a freeway that they must come up with them, because they might not use econometrics, they might use the CGE model. So we didn't want them to be imposed, which one would be better between these two. So that's why I say that they must propose that bidding. And then when they come with that model that they will use to bid in order to bid to national trust for more funding, then it's you, the member, that can interrogate and then come up suggesting which model will be better. That's where we didn't want to impose much on them. But the ideal one is the one that we're suggesting. In a way, that's what we're saying. Because, let me be emphasized on this, let me be correct, because if I was official sitting in a department, and then you propose that a value addition of how much the job, each and every job costs in percent, the bio sector will be dependent. The cost of creating one job per sector depends on the sector, on the dynamics of the sector. The costs are different as per the sector. Where are those jobs going to be different? To be created is another important thing. Which type of the job will be created? Low, unskilled, semi-skilled, skilled. To me, if I was sitting in the department or I was the official there, I would say that, okay, Honorable Kruger, but myself, I choose to use a computable general equilibrium because this is the one that could be suitable in order to trace that rather than econometric. These are the things that he said, let us leave to them and decide, and then they come to us.
Yeah, let's take Bob Kumete first and then Honorable Kruger, Honorable Chance.
I understand your point. I just think that the paint that it's too vague at the moment, and I think that we should also make the point that the department doesn't have the expertise to do this work. It's the Treasury and the department that should do this work, right? Because you're not going to get anybody in the department doing this type. It's very technically complex work. So what I'm suggesting is that the Department and Treasury urgently address the macroeconomic impact of its policies and report back to the committee on, you know, to justifying its you know, spending 3 billion rand over the MTF, or since 4 billion rand. How can we justify this? And also, the reason for this is that if you look at the departments across government, you've got the jobs fund, you've got the national, you've got the employment tax incentive scheme, you've got the national, the NYDA, you've got the IPAC. You know, you've got so many different funds, but they're not actually being looked at in totality. And I think that this is what we're trying to get at here. If you could try and put that into words, I think you've got the message. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Chair, for my last time. You see, Honourable Chair, I think to me it's another, we are correct, but the way it's vague, this thing is repeating, but our understanding was that, for example, it has been some years we've been here in the community. They said, no, we came, Treasury didn't want to give, even this year, they said that we didn't even pitch for money during the budget process, the MTEC hearing. Our understanding was that, I also concur what you are saying, maybe it will be different from, I mean, there will be 2 points here that are emanating from our discussions as far as I see. Because we are saying they must have a way when they go engage with Treasury. Scientific output, like your economic city, whatever they use. Treasury, we want 5-7 billion. The reason that we say 7 billion is based on A, B, C, D, X, and Y, and Z. It's them that's supposed to go and convince Treasury to say that 1-7 billion. Then the scientific model study, emanating where the economy is sitting, that they say that, why were you saying so? Then we refer them that this, it means you create 15,000 jobs or 2 million jobs. It will cost us for this year certain amount of money. Then it's the one that we're referring to the department going and bid to the treasurer. Yeah. Then this one we are talking about is another really overall program of the government where then, if you filter on, then what would be the also consideration in terms of considering other funds that are already in existence? That is done the work of National Treasury in the service with the other department them.
Ideally, that would happen. I'm just questioning whether the department has the expertise at its disposal to be able to do that convincingly, or whether it would have to do it as an outsourced consultation. That's fine, but it needs to be done. Yeah, and ideally it should be done by the department so that it can go and present a case to the Treasury. Because at the moment it doesn't have the argument, doesn't have the quiver, the arrows in its quiver, to use your analogy, you know.
For clarity, we used words like imposing, and remember this is recommendation, so I can't see why can't we recommend a model to the department. We're not imposing.
A monitor?
No, a model.
A model.
A model. So we're not imposing, this is a recommendation. We don't tell them to do this. We say, listen, we recommend use this model because that will be the outcome. If you use this model, this will be the outcome. So that's what I'm saying.
Yes, go right ahead.
No, we are correct, but on this issue, we said we cannot dictate in them which model they must use, unless we are convinced, because as we're just have engagement on a chance, because I said it could be econometrics, it could be CGE, committee of which is CGE is also using econometric model in built up. So we cannot say use this model. They must come up with what is comfortable and what is. And they're still going to come and present to us that model, and then we can concur to them, agreeing to them. But the way that said to be imposed is that to go and use this model, without even us, not sure whether this model will be right.
I think the two of you are at one, because you are correctly saying they will still interact with us and convince us of the model. Can we pass with that understanding? So that now takes us to number 8. How are we with number 8? quietly reading number 8. How are we? Can we pass? Are we okay?
No.
Honorable Chance?
I think this is redundant. The fund has already been established.
8.8. So you suggest we delete it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Deletion. 8.9. Are we right? Are we all right with 8.9? Any comment? We are okay. Okay. Let's go to 10. We are okay. Can I pass?
Chair, I think there we covered some of the chairperson's concerns.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to 11.
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Chan.
In our view, this actually should be split into two.
Let's try to do that. Go right ahead.
The two sentences, each one should be a separate recommendation. Because the second sentence is totally just divorced from the first sentence.
Do we agree? Can we disaggregate them?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. 12, which in a way becomes 13 because we have separated 11. Honorable Kruger?
It's actually important that we come back to the 8.11 because what we also say is that we use the post office infrastructure. So, and that's a little bit of a difference from the post bank as a financial institution.
Yeah.
Because remember, we said we're going to, because of the footprint of the post offices, we can use their infrastructure for this combined CIFA CIDA bank. So maybe we must add it as another point.
Okay.
There.
I think it makes sense. Agreed? Let's now take 13. Are we okay? Can I pass?
Check.
Honorable Kruger?
If one of our recommendations is to combine the two entities, CIDA and CIFA, can we then still talk about CIFA and CIDA as separate entities in the rest of the recommendations? Maybe we must just say / CIFA / CIDA or something like that.
Yeah, but we should note that these are still recommendations. The two entities are still completely different. So can we pass 14?
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Chance?
I'd like to add after the end of the sentence and conclude the negotiations with the tenants.
Have we had that? Yeah. How are we with it? Are we okay?
Yes.
Are we okay? Okay. 15? 15? Is it a commendation there or is it a recommendation on 15? Pardon? Recommendation. Is it commendation?
It's commendation, it's fine. Yeah.
Oh. So we are all right with 15? 16? We are okay? Let's go to 17.
Informal sector to informal business sector. Well, 8.17. Second line.
Development of the informal
business sector. Otherwise, the informal sector is huge.
Yeah.
So we're 18 months. Let's look at 18.
Yeah.
Honorable Chance.
I propose replacing the word participation, extending its footprint to the township and rural economy.
There is a proposal. How do we look at it? Are we okay? We're okay. 19?
Sir, Chair, I don't think this sentence is well constructed. I think what it's trying to say is the department presents the amended Small Business Act and other relevant legislation to the committee not later than the first quarter of 2017.
I agree with my colleague here, but
there's regulatory measures. I think that is the word that we must use. And the department must have some sort of a database. Remember we talked about a database, because the department must know exactly which regulatory measures out there have an impact or an influence on small business development. So we understand what it says, but I think we must use the word regulatory measures, and we also need to have some sort of a database of it or a list, because I 100% agree with this list, because if you don't have a list, then we can't map them and we can't look at them and say, listen, this is where we can sort it out. So, Chair, I would like to have somewhere in the sentence regulatory measures.
Let's get a response. Bamkapa, is your hand up?
No, I was expecting you to make a response.
Bamkume?
What I'm trying to say is, when I develop these recommendations, I also look at the strategic plan of the committee. In the strategic plan of the committee, for instance, one of the issues that we have raised is, it can't be correct then within this 5 years, the department is only planning to review the National Small Business Act, when there are a plethora of other acts that perhaps be residing outside the mandate of the department. It doesn't necessarily mean that the department should overlook those. The department needs to have a list of those particular regulations, legislation, like the franchising, for instance. It's one of the things that the department should be running with and come back and report to the portfolio committee. Their involvement on the PPPFA, it's one of the things that they need to come back and report on a regular basis to the department, because it falls within the National Treasury, but it is the direct responsibility of the Treasury to implement the PPPFA. They usually act, for instance, when we talk about the model that UCIFA is using, we also need to look at the usually act, which in a great deal affects the SMMEs and cooperatives. Right. You know, so this presentation for me is quite critical for the department to come and present to the portfolio committee to demonstrate that they understand their mandate in as far as the regulation and other acts are concerned.
Honorable Kruger?
Yeah, I agree 100%. What I'm saying is that we just change of new acts, because we also use old acts. So we take new acts out and say regulatory measures, because that includes regulations, it includes bylaws, it includes acts, it includes everything. If we just say we use the word regulatory measures.
Babu Kumete, you want to follow up?
No. It's fine, Chair. I will put it as per a suggestion of Honorable Kruger, perhaps just in brackets, to make sure that we put the acts, we put the bills, we put the regulations, we put the... Because I know that if we just use one term, regulatory measures, the department will come back with just one presentation.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. In brackets. Yeah.
So you let's okay.
To describe what I for someone. Yeah.
Okay. Let's look now at number 20.
That's good.
We are okay with that. Honourable Chance, your eyes are speaking.
Yes.
We have a couple of other things to add. If you would just give us a minute.
Okay.
We think that the first recommendation should be that the department urgently finalizes the issue of its name.
Okay.
You know, either it's the Department of Small Business and Cooperative Development, or it's not.
Okay. No, but we must be specific.
Well,
let's not give them the option.
No, no, no. We're saying that it should be the Department of Small Business
and
Cooperatives.
Yes. Yes. I take it we are agreed on that.
Put pressure on the presidency to get this gazetted.
Yeah. Yeah, Babu Kume?
I'm not sure, Chair, if we can include a recommendation, for instance, where the portfolio committee will engage other portfolio committees, like DPSA, for instance. On the minutes of the meeting, I've observed that if not three or four times, there is a consistent response from the department regarding the vacancy rate, for instance, to say, no, moving.
But let me interrupt you. So it means we have passed from the issue of the name, ne? We are agreed. So you are on another item now.
This is a discussion for the other time. I joined the e-portfolio committee later. I'm not privy to the previous discussions as to what informed the portfolio committee to take a resolution that says we will change the name. Because the proclamation of the department is based on the National Small Business Act. And in terms of the Act, the small business is defined and it includes cooperative enterprises.
Let's clarify you. No, it's a discussion that has been held thoroughly, and we are all at one that it must have the name cooperatives. But outside the meeting, you know, you could be further briefed, but it's a decision. So, but in addition to that, I think you were making another point. So if you want to proceed, the floor is yours.
To be guided, Chair, it's a recommendation, perhaps, it could be a discussion for some other time to say, the portfolio committee, there are a number of other portfolio committees that we need to engage, like we had started with the telecommunications and postal services. I'm not sure if you want to reflect that on this document or...
But finish your point. Finish your point.
Including the DPSA, for instance, you know, to assist the department where it struggles. We can, for instance, meet the portfolio committee that brings the issues of national treasure, the appropriations, etc.
Okay. Babukas?
Oh, thanks, Chair. I think Mr. Kum is not wrong, but that would be another discussion for us, because here all the recommendation is the department and the Minister of Finance, Minister of Small Business Development and Minister of Finance. We cannot recommend to ourselves. This report goes to the Minister of Finance and Minister of Small Business Development. This one of engaging as a PC, engaging as a PC, is for us as a PC, not for the people, not for this report.
The name is not yes. So are we at one? Let me, while just before we adopt, let me report back on that task. Oh, you said you have a number of points. Okay. Honourable Chance, your floor.
Yeah, I'd like to hand it over to Honourable Peter, please.
Okay.
Yeah, Chair, I think, and I don't know how we're going to do this, maybe the advisors can help us here, but I think we need to look at the Department of Land Reform and Rural Development, so that the rural development is coming over to small business development. And I don't know how they want to structure the sentence, because rural development, that department, is a duplication. And we had a lot of talks about it in our previous, you know, on Wednesday and so on. So we need to discuss or go into discussion if it's not sensible
to take the part of rural development, of land reform and rural development. We take the mandate of rural development and put it in small business development.
Hmm.
I was Omar again.
No, it's a big one, you know. Here. When you hear me saying,
can't we just recommend it that we start discussing this? Because rural development is running on their own.
Yeah, but I think the point is that even ourselves, we have not discussed this point as ourselves. So to come to a recommendation before we exhaust it, I think. But let's hear Babu Mkashi and then Babu Kumete will follow.
Thank you, Chair. I will be very good. I think Honorable Kruger is a recommendation. Chala, the way that she has been phrased, it's not like the recommendation is new. We talk about, but the only thing in your sentencing or wording, that become make it very like extreme, going to be very extreme or beyond the consideration report. I mean, recommendation is the use of the department, because we talk about the function. That's why our thing can end on the function. The functions we make, the recommendation also talks about the functions, the function of this, the function of that. That is where we agree that the function that's about to come, the small business, they must come, those functions. You agree on that? If I'm not mistaken, even the recommendation that talks about that. Well, there's a recommendation because that's already covered. But if you talk about nowadays, department, you see, it's not it will be beyond our consideration, but in the function, with social development, for example, the cooperative there, rural development, agriculture cooperative, it's something that they give TTI, they also a lot of STI, for example, said give all our functions to us.
Yeah.
That's what is a recommend, not like department.
I think we can go.
You're covered. Continue, Honorable Kruger.
Yes, I'm covered.
You are done. So we are done with the additions.
Yeah.
I assume we are ready. Oh, yes, Babu Kumete. Yes.
Finalize the name. I think the recommendation is finalize the name of the department.
The name?
Yeah. Because remember, there's already.
Yeah, to include cooperatives.
Yeah.
You know, it's
to
very.
Include,
to include. Yes. So, can we say that the report as it stands before us is our report? Can we adopt it? May I invite, but just before that, we want to welcome Honorable Bongani Nkongi, who has come to, who is a member of Trade and Industry, and he having signed the register, we are now correcting. And let me ask somebody to move for the adoption of this report.
Thank you, Chair. I just move that this report will be should be adopted with all the corrections. Thank you.
Comrade Begwa moves that the report be adopted, the BRRR report be adopted with the amendments made. Do we have a seconder, preferably from DA?
Yes, we'll second the motion, but we need to just have the minutes record.
No. We have our reservations. We have our reservations. We reserve our rights.
Well,
we reserve our rights.
Yeah, but you're seconded.
Well, in that case, I withdraw my seconding.
No, you're not withdrawing. So Honourable Chance is seconding.
No. I'm only
saying that we reserve our rights on the report. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so but you are seconding.
No, I'm not seconding it.
You are not seconding.
No, I was.
Okay. Well, you are definitely not seconding. Okay, but Kappa.
Chair, the first mistake is that Honourable Chance was responded the question. The question is responding to us. It has not come yet. You were talking about seconding,
yes.
And he's not yet on that path.
Yes.
I second the move that the report must be adopted.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any objection to the adoption? No objection. Honourable Chance?
No. This is where I need to record our rights being reserved. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So the report has been duly adopted, and we will hear of the processes as they unfold from the Secretariat. There is that task. Babu Mkhongi, thank you very much for having come to join us. You want to say something? Okay.
No, thank you very much. Before you can send me, I just want to register my concern. Maybe you in future. There's a point that has been raised here about the treasurer to write explanatory notes in relation to other departments to relieve other responsibilities that were agreed upon a long time ago after 2014 election that they must be given to the Department of Small Businesses. I mean, this concern must be raised very, very sharply, because it's retarding the progress of this particular committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And that's why we are persuaded to negotiate your coming to this committee. You know, we will go all out to see if we cannot get you from the other PC to this one. Thank you very much, Bob. And if you pressurized, you are free to leave, but we are about to close the meeting. But thank you very much. The task that we were undertaking, the one of the colloquium, I got the House Chair, and the House Chair responds in this manner. He says, when they hold meetings with various chief whips of other parties, he is always under accusation that he has released members to go and undertake other tasks. And as a result of that, the leaders of various parties attack him as a House Chair. He then feels he cannot give the blanket approach that the PC goes to the colloquia. But he then, however, says if they are approving of the chair, and should it happen that other members have other ways of going there without the expense of Parliament, that's okay, but they must not say the permission came from him, because those other chief whips will attack him. I was pleading with him that, no, you know, we have always attended this occasion as a team, but I got nowhere. We are still where we started. So that's the report back that I'm rendering. Honourable Chance?
I think that the Chair has confused two issues here. I think that the Chair can make a call on whether Parliament is prepared to fund, and if so, how many members of the committee, but then make the point that it's up to the chief whips of the individual parties to release or not to release their members for this colloquium. That's, I think, what he should have said. But he clearly hasn't. So our position hasn't changed. I will take it up with our chief whip.
So on that note, Secretary, are there any announcements before we close the agenda meeting?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just to announce that our next meeting will be on Wednesday. We'll be considering the minutes, the outstanding minutes, and just to inform the committee that yesterday's ATC showed that there is a bill that will be referred to the committee, and unfortunately, it's a bill that is a member's bill that comes from one of the members of the committee. But then it's still going to the JTM, the taking unit. So from there we take it. So meaning that because we have already having the schedule for this term, probably it can be scheduled for the first term of the coming year, where the steps that will happen, we'll need to get a legal opinion about the bill, briefed by the legal court, then we'll be briefed by the member of what the bill is all about, and then also briefed by the department. Thank you very much, honorable members.
I take it then we are at the end of our meeting, and may I thank members for your dedicated time, your contributions, your sacrifices. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.
That's a young depressor and the colloquial.
So we should go on our way
now.
And then ngoba ulona bekathe ngafuna ulokhuza ngene, that will mean they have to talk.
I don't know.